creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
Punch is back at the Nottingham Playhouse this month, starting on the 13th of March. I'm very, very pleased to say that I've got sat right next to me, a lady who, she's done good for herself. Nottingham lady done very, very well. The award-winning Grace Hodgett-Young. Hello, Grace, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. You're looking really, really well.
Oh, so. Thank you.
Now then, first of all, let's before we talk about Punch, the What's on Stage Award, which you won for Best Professional Debut, and of course nominated for the Laurence Olivier Award for Best Actress in Supporting Role for Sunset Boulevard. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, it was absolutely incredible. I think, especially with Sunset, that was my first job. Getting nominated for awards wasn't even in my head. So to, you know, get those nominations was just incredible. And then to win the What's on Stage Awards was just insane.
And of course with Nicole Scherzinger as well.
I know. She's incredible. One of the hardest working people I think I've ever met. Yeah.
And of course you went to Broadway with it as well. So not only do we have a West End star, we've got Broadway as well, all in the same wonderful form of Grace. So, I mean, that has been a long time in the coming.
Yeah.
Because I was just saying to the stage manager that it's been a long time since I've seen you.
I know, it's about 10 years.
Well, last time I saw you on stage was, I think, Ghost at the Duchess Theatre.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
That was 2020. And I can remember sort of first seeing you about 12 years ago.
It's
a long time. I mean, how important for you was local theatre, amateur theatre?
Because I mean, it honestly shaped who I am, I think. Just the community aspect of it. And also, I think without it, I wouldn't have had the confidence to be able to go for it as a career. So it really, I do really have that to thank for where I am now.
And of course, it's Billwood College where you start, then the Nottingham Arts Theatre as well. So it's a long journey from Bilbra to Broadway, isn't it?
I know, I can't believe it.
Has working in the West End and Broadway changed you as an actress or a person, from your opinion?
I think my confidence has grown from where I started. I think it's so hard to always believe in yourself in this industry and in this line of work. But I think being able to do those big things and tick those huge boxes, I had to believe in myself, otherwise I would have driven myself crazy, I think.
So are you now based sort of London side?
I've lived in London for about 6 years now. But it's an absolute honour to be back in Nottingham. I've missed it very much.
And the nice thing about this cast, it's an all-new cast, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Nottingham sort of related actors involved in it.
Yeah, and all
which
of
is great for the dialect coach.
Exactly, Not much work for us to do, which is great. We're all really, really happy to be home or to be close to home.
Yeah. So while you're up here then, are you staying with family or...?
I am. I hope my family are happy to have me back, but...
I'm sure they are. Beats getting digs, doesn't it?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Now then, Punch. You're playing two roles. Tell us about Claire and Nicola.
So Claire is... she ends up being the girlfriend of Jacob Dunn in our version of the play. She's a typical Notts gal on a night out when we first meet her. And then we see her later on in the play as a more grown-up version. And then the bigger role of the two is Nicola, who is facilitates the restorative justice process between David and Joan and Jacob.
And I think before, when did you play the part of Clara in Ghost? So you've gone from Clara to Claire.
Yes, yeah.
So not that much difference then. So, and of course, the role of Jacob is played, and I'm sure I'm going to get this wrong. Is it Jack Hay?
Jack James Ryan, I think.
Is it? Well, I knew it was something like that. Just off the top of my head. And of course, people recognise him from Coronation Street, of course.
No, I mean, he's done all sorts.
Yeah.
He's been around the block. He's done it all. Yeah.
But then again, so have you, because you've done television since then. And
Hades
Town, of course, in the West End.
Yeah.
And is it What It Feels Like for a Girl?
What It Feels Like for a Girl. I thought,
yeah.
Yeah. So this is my first play.
Really?
It is, yeah.
Well, as a professional.
Professionally, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So it's, how different is it on the on a professional side to work in sort of on local amateur dramatic side?
I was going to say maybe like the work ethic of it, but I don't think it is. The people that I was surrounded by when I was doing amateur dramatics, they all wanted it and they wanted to do it, you know, professionally. So I don't know what the difference is really. I guess just that we get paid for it.
Well, that's a good enough difference,
yeah,
isn't
exactly,
it?
So, yeah.
So the play itself, did you see the play before?
We did, unfortunately. I think I was in New York when it was here.
Well, look, if you're going to be in one place to not see it, New York is a good enough place, isn't it?
Yes, but we did, thankfully, get sent a little clip of the show when it was in the Nottingham Playhouse, so I did get to watch that once, yeah.
Now, as I said, I hate to keep rubbing this in, but you're an award-winning West End Broadway star. What will be on your rider at the Nottingham Playhouse then when you actually move into the Playhouse?
What will be on my rider? As in, what do I want to do?
The stars, if you like, they always say, "Oh, I want." If you want Mariah Carey, for instance, it'd be like white poodles and, you know, sort of white gladioli or something in your dressing room.
Oh wow! So, okay,
that's probably an old term actually for a rider.
Do you know? I don't know. I'm not very fussy, me. As long as I've got my slippers, which I'll provide myself. No, just good vibes from the cast, which they're all supplying already. I'm easily pleased. Easily pleased.
Brilliant. How are rehearsals going, by the way?
They're going so well. Really, really well. I mean, I always think it's so difficult, especially with such a small cast. Mm. So hard to find people that work so well together on and off stage, and everyone is so insanely talented, and it's very inspiring to be around. But also, they're just lovely people. Lovely to be around and hang out with outside of work. So I feel very lucky. Very lucky.
So, with you saying hanging out outside work as well, I mean, do you sort of all go around as a group? And
yeah, well, we're actually like trying that? To... There's a few pubs that are mentioned in the play.
Yes, of course,
so we're
trying
to tick those off. Tonight we're going to the Loxley, which is one of my lines, the Loxley. I think we're just going to try and do all of, like, the touristy bits as well as trying to tick off the landmarks that are mentioned in the play.
And I suppose for the odd few who don't come from Nottingham, it's good for them as well to see the actual places that are mentioned in the play.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's so kind of embedded into the play, especially the Meadows and West Bridgeford and those kind of references. So it's really important for us all to see it.
Now, of course, you're not the only talented one in your family. So is Georgia still acting?
No, Georgia is actually in her third year at Royal Welsh, and she's incredible. I'm very proud of her. She's amazing. And I went to watch her in Company. She did Company and it was incredible. She is amazing. She's already signed with an agent and, yeah, I'm hoping that she'll get something soon, yeah.
It's always nice as a reviewer when you go and see sort of people and then they do so well, like yourself. And I can remember in one of my reviews I put on yours, that you're destined for the West End stage. Just call me Mystic Meg, Meg Grace. Yeah, so
thank you for manifesting it for me.
I predicted that. So Punch. It's on, let's just have a look. It's 13th of March, starts on the 13th of March, which is a Friday. It goes all the way through to Saturday, the 4th of April. Why should people come and see Punch?
I think there's so much to learn from this story. Obviously, it is a real life story dedicated to James Hodgkinson. It's a tragic story, but it's also full of so much hope. And also, I think it's important for people to learn that if things were tightened up within the systems, then things and people would fall through the net less. And also, the rates of people reoffending once they've served their time would go down immensely if restorative justice was available to everyone and, you know, promoted in a way. So, yeah, I think it just kind of opens up everyone's eyes. I didn't even know what restorative justice was before I auditioned for this play, and it's incredible and it can really change people's lives. So, come and get your life changed, come and watch Punch.
Exactly, and it's so emotional as well,
yeah.
Isn't it? So,
yeah, absolutely.
But the whole turnaround of the parents and everything.
It's huge, it's absolutely huge. And to see the real life people, you know, they've still got those relationships to this day. It is really remarkable.
That's enough reason. And, of course, you're enough reason as well. And, of course, Jacob Jack, or whatever, whatever his name is anyway, who's probably second billing to you anyway, even though he does play the part of Jacob.
He's incredible.
Come along and see him as well, because he's a great little actor. That's why I say little actor, but, you know.
He's great. Honestly, come and watch Jack. He's fantastic.
And yourself as well. As I said, it's on at Punch is on at the Nottingham Playhouse, the 13th of March to the Saturday, the 4th of April. Get your tickets. And as Grace said, get your life changed. It's going to be another sellout, because it was last time. So, thank you so much, Grace. Lovely to catch up with you again.
And you. Thanks for having me back.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio.